Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson. It's called Ready for School, and my name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, are you ready for school?
No.
Okay.
I'm so happy I'm done with school.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I was a teacher for a while, and I kind of digged it.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I dug it.
I like it, but I don't know. Not right now.
Not
I'm
right
happy.
Now?
Yeah. I'm happy doing what I'm doing and study what I'm studying, so that's good.
Okay. You know what I miss, though? I miss my mom's breakfast every morning because she used to make breakfast every morning before school.
You know what I miss?
What's that?
My lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
That's, seriously, it was the highlight of my day. My mom would prepare for me so many good things. It's insane. Yeah.
Yum.
Good old days.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get to it.
Okay.
Vamos a. That's our keyword.
Okay, the keyword. Vamos a. It's two words.
Yeah, well, it's a key phrase.
Okay.
Okay.
And it means let's go do something, right?
Yes. Vamos a, and then after you can put whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay?
So. All right. We're going to listen for that when we hear the dialogue, which we're about to hear three times.
Vamos a oír el diálogo. Dialogue, first time.
Niños, ¿están listos?
Sí, papá.
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Sí.
¿Y sus almuerzos?
Sí, sí, papá. Vamos a la escuela.
Second time.
Niños, ¿están listos?
Sí, papá.
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Sí.
¿Y sus almuerzos?
Sí, sí, papá. Vamos a la escuela.
Third time.
Niños, ¿están listos?
Sí, papá.
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Sí.
¿Y sus almuerzos?
Sí, sí, papá. Vamos a la escuela.
All right, we're back, and as always, we're going to start with a transimilation.
Niños, ¿están listos?
Kids, are you ready?
Niños, ¿están listos?
Children, are you prepared?
Niños, ¿están listos? Sí, papá.
Yes, dad.
Sí, papá.
Yes, dad.
Sí, papá. ¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Do you have your backpacks?
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Do you got your school bags?
¿Tienen sus mochilas? Sí.
Yes.
Sí.
Yes.
Sí. ¿Y sus almuerzos?
What about your lunches?
¿Y sus almuerzos?
What about your lunchboxes?
¿Y sus almuerzos? Sí, papá. Vamos a la escuela.
Yes, dad. Let's go to school.
Sí, papá. Vamos a la escuela.
Yes, dad. Let's go to school.
Sí, papá. Vamos a la escuela.
Okay. Oh, so this was a cute dialogue.
Oh, are you doing baby voice?
Yes, it was nice to have the kids in the studio.
But it's really useful, you know, when you want to talk to your kids in Spanish.
All right. So how do we address our kids?
Niños.
Niños.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we've talked about before on different podcasts, other words to use, like chamacos and
yeah, there's a lot. And, yeah, there's a lot. But niños is to say, you know, kids.
Okay. So kids, are you ready?
¿Están listos?
¿Están listos? Okay, so listos is...
Listos means ready.
Oh, it means ready.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know the word listo means ready.
Mm-hmm. But listos is because they're two kids.
Okay.
So you have to put an S.
Okay.
Plural.
All listos. Right, it makes it plural. Listos. And then what about están?
That's the verb estar.
Estar. Okay, to be. Okay, estar. So here, it's also plural, so it ends in an N.
Yes.
Están.
Están listos.
Okay, so let's do the whole sentence. Kids, are you ready?
Niños, ¿están listos?
And the answer is yes, dad.
Sí, papá.
Sí, papá. Sí, of course, means yes. And papá?
Papá. Dad.
Dad. All right. Yeah, I guess in English we could say papá.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
You do.
Papá in Spanish. And then the question is, do you have your backpacks?
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Tienen sus mochilas. Okay. Let's look at the verb tienen, which is?
The verb tener.
Tener. Okay. Tienen. And that's the plural. That's you all.
Yes.
Okay. Do you all have your backpacks? So your?
Sus.
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 Okay. And then backpacks.
Mochilas.
Sus mochilas. Mochila is the word for backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's more than one, so it's?
Mochilas.
Mochilas. And also, the word for your is also plural. Sus mochilas.
Yes.
Okay.
Sus mochilas.
Everything's plural in this sense. So one more time, do you have your backpacks?
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
All right, and the answer is yes.
Sí.
What about your lunches?
¿Y sus almuerzos?
Okay, so the word for lunches or lunchbox?
Almuerzos.
Almuerzos. That's plural also, right?
Also, yes. You see the S at the end.
Okay. And then the word for your is also plural. Sus almuerzos.
Sus. Exactly like sus mochilas, sus almuerzos.
Okay. Now, the first word of the sentence is the letter Y.
Yes.
That's the word E.
E. Okay. And?
It means and, okay. Mm-hmm. And your lunches?
Y sus almuerzos.
Okay, we can say and your lunches in English, but we usually like to say, what about, right? Mm-hmm. What about your lunches? And then the answer is, yes, Dad.
Sí, Papá.
Let's go to school.
Vamos a la escuela.
Okay, and that's their key phrase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so vamos a means let's go to do something.
Yes.
Or let's go to a place.
Vamos a la escuela.
Okay, and the place here is la escuela.
La escuela.
Which means?
School.
School, right?
School.
Now, in Spanish, we have to say la escuela, right? And the la?
It's the feminine form. Okay. Escuela is feminine.
Okay, and it means the, right?
Yes.
So in Spanish, you'd say, vamos a la escuela, let's go to the school. All right, in English, you usually leave out the.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it sounds in Spanish. So one more time. Yes, Dad, let's go to school.
Sí, Papá, vamos a la escuela.
Okay, the kids are ready to go.
Yes, they're happy.
Yeah.
I know.
Are you ready to hear the dialogue again 3 times?
Vamos. Dialogue, first time.
Niños, ¿están listos?
Sí, Papá.
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Sí.
¿Y sus almuerzos?
Sí, sí, Papá. Vamos a la escuela.
Second time.
Niños, ¿están listos?
Sí, Papá.
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Sí.
¿Y sus almuerzos?
Sí, sí, Papá. Vamos a la escuela.
Third time.
Niños, ¿están listos?
Sí, Papá.
¿Tienen sus mochilas?
Sí.
¿Y sus almuerzos?
Sí, sí, Papá. Vamos a la escuela.
All right, we're back, and I want to review with plurals. Okay, so we have the word for backpacks, which is?
Mochilas.
Mochilas. Now, what if it's just one?
Mochila.
Mochila. Take off the S.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, here, it's sus mochilas, right? So, your backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's just one of your backpacks?
Su mochila.
Su mochila. Take off the S.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about the word for lunches?
Almuerzos.
Almuerzos. And your lunches?
Sus almuerzos.
Sus almuerzos. That's plural.
Yes.
What if we want to make it singular?
Su almuerzo.
Su almuerzo.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of cake. It's the S, right?
That's
now,
right.
Now, in English, we don't usually put the S on the word your.
No.
Right. But in Spanish, we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, speaking of almuerzos.
Almuerzos. You know, it's funny. In Mexico, we do have lunch boxes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we call them loncheras.
Loncheras.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's where you have your lonche.
Lonche. That sounds like the English word lunch.
Exactly. So okay. We basically, what we did is kind of like a Spanglish, or we just like, you know, put lunch, but we put an E to make it Spanish. So it's like lonche. So we're talking with Esti. So I'm like, so.
Esti's our Spanish colleague.
Yes. So I'm asking Esti, so how do you call a lonchera? And she's like, what? That's not real Spanish. We don't have that name. I'm like, so how do you call it? She's like, almuerzos. So obviously, as you can see, it's almuerzos. So,
almuerzos.
Almuerzos. Yeah. So it's funny how different, you know, every country that speaks Spanish is.
Right. And we actually have that issue in English, too, the different ways we call our meals.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much with breakfast and lunch, but there's a big difference in the way people call dinner and supper. For example, I say dinner and other people say supper. And for some people, dinner and supper mean different things. And I don't know. It's a whole big rigmarole.
Yeah. Well, Spanish is the same. Almuerzo, yeah. Comida. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Okay. What do you say? What do you say for lunch?
I always say comida.
Comida.
Yes.
Okay. And for the... And the word almuerzo for you is?
I usually never use it.
Okay.
But almuerzo for me would be also lunch.
Okay.
Yes. Or something like in between, like early lunch. Because remember that people in Mexico, they usually eat at around 1 mm-hmm. or 2.
Okay.
You know? And Americans, they usually eat at 12.
Right, on
that,
the dot.
Exactly. That for me is almuerzo.
Oh, okay.
Because comida is later, like a real, you know, you sit down, okay. not a sandwich or anything like.
So almuerzo would be like a pre-lunch snack.
Yeah, something like that, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Got it. All right, Lily, let's give our listeners a challenge, the Spanish Pod Challenge.
The Spanish Pod Challenge is use vamos a.
Vamos a. So let's go somewhere or
yes.
something.
So you can say vamos a trabajar.
So let's go to work.
Vamos a comer.
Let's go eat.
Vamos al cine.
Let's go to the movies, right? So it can be either an action or a place.
That's right.
Okay, and of course, let's go to school. Now, folks, I hope we all can say, let's go to the website, vamos al sitio, which is SpanishPod.com. There you can leave your comments, you can do the exercises, you can look at the PDF, you can do all sorts of things. For now, it's time for us to say, hasta luego.
Hasta luego.